Welcome to Tipsy Finance. We're joined now by the Director of London South East, Mr. Scott Grant, who's going to look at some of the more active situations as described by the people using the London South East website. How are you today, Scott?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Doing fine. What have we got on the menu?
Yeah, all these companies I'm going to mention, all these figures are actually as of close of play on October the 31st. So usual offenders in our most traded. So on LSE.co.uk, we also offer share trading via London South East Trading. As I said, you find the usual offenders. We've got CloudTag at number one, followed by Sirius Minerals, Highlands Natural Resources, New Oil and Gas, and bringing up the rear is ATAE. So they're things practically, I guess they've been the same for quite a long while now. Picked out another few companies that seem to be garnering some interest on LSE.co.uk at the moment. We've got Amur Minerals, which is has a code of AMC. On the 31st of October, their share price rose by 15% to 4 pence per share. They've actually just released an RNS which detailed a memorandum, get my teeth in, of understanding with China's largest nickel company. Their nickel deposit in Russia is quite near the Chinese border, so that's pretty handy. So if you think of that share price rise yesterday and that memorandum of understanding and the location and approximation of their nickel deposit, that looks pretty good for Amur Minerals, so perhaps one to follow, and we're getting a lot of interest on the site at the moment.
Right, so we've been waiting a long time for that, so hopefully the bulls of that stock will finally get what they wanted.
Yes, yes. A couple of others for you. You've got Patagonia Gold, which has a code of PGD, also up by 15% on the 31st of October to almost 3 pence per share. They provided an operational update from Argentina. Their gold and silver mine is now up to full production and capacity. Over 24 months life cycle of that mine, the forecast production is 82,000 ounces gold equivalent. So good news from Patagonia Gold, and no great surprise their share price leaped as a result. Jersey Oil and Gas, JOG or JOG, also possibly another one to watch, and one that's gaining a lot of interest. It was actually our highest riser yesterday, top of the highest risers. Their share price went up by 33% to 99 pence per share. So that's October the 31st. Large volumes of trading recently. Towards the end of October, there's almost 500,000 shares per day exchanged hands. They've got good explorational assets, as we understand it, in the North Sea, plus recently completed their farm out deal with Statoil as well. So Jersey Oil and Gas is one I know that a lot of people got on their watch lists on LSE.co.uk.
So the Statoil deal, really the big one there, that gives them gives people visibility on what might happen next.
Exactly. So that's for the now. And as I said, they've got good exploration assets in the North Sea. So you've got a little bit of jam tomorrow. Plus, as you said, something very visible with Statoil, which I think reassures investors. Finally, as always, is our share views video. Last week, we had the oil expert Malcolm Graham-Wood on, and he spoke very well, very interesting. Actually covered not only sentiment and oil price, where it might be headed, also actually rose above the parapet and mentioned a few companies and their potential as well. So that's had a brilliant set of views. I think we're almost over 3,000 views for that video now. So I urge people to go and watch that if they haven't already. He mentioned such as Hurricane Energy, Sound Energy, and Faro Petroleum as well. So just as a pointer to people on the left-hand side of our homepage, go and watch Malcolm talking about oil.
Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach.